According to a Russian television report today, Boris Yeltsin's doctors will decide at the end of September when to perform heart surgery on the Russian president. A spokesman for Yeltsin also said today that he may temporarily hand over authority for Russia's nuclear arsenal while he's in surgery. The prospect of Yeltsin being temporarily unable to carry out his duties has raised tough questions about his leadership and the degree of constitutional rule in Russia. Marshall Goldman of Wellesley College and the Russian Research Center at Harvard is just back today from Moscow. And, Marshall, let me ask you first, if in fact Boris Yeltsin is not able to be Russian president or to run the government for a spell, who then will be running it?
Well, officially, Yeltsin turned over power to the prime minister. That's Chernomyrdin. And Chernomyrdin then has those powers that belong to what were called the power ministries, the army, the police, the KGB. Chernomyrdin already, as the prime minister, has more or less control of the economic ministry, or at least that's officially the case. So that's what's supposed to happen. The rumor was that Yeltsin had already had the operation. But, you know, that's how crazy this situation is over there.
Now, you say that Prime Minister Chernomyrdin would temporarily, at least, have authority over defense, security ministries. But where would that leave General Lebed, the man with whom Boris Yeltsin cut a deal and to whom he gave authority over those very ministries?
Yeltsin, even though he's ill, is doing everything he can to keep power in the hands of several people so that they'll be fighting with each other so nobody can come along as a successor. That's Yeltsin's trademark. But in this case, it does leave Lebed in a compromised position this way. He does have to follow what Chernomyrdin says. But at the same time, Lebed turns out to be quite popular for what he's done. But Lebed has announced, you know, that he's very eager ultimately to be president. So that leaves them at cross purposes. But there are two other players here that I should mention just briefly. One is the mayor of Moscow, Lushkov, who also has ambitions to be president. And then the man behind the scenes who's been gathering a lot of economic power, and that's Anatoly Chubais, who is Yeltsin's chief of staff.
We had a Russian visitor here in the office earlier this week. The very thought that President Yeltsin might be seriously ill and that he conceivably might not survive heart surgery was just a terribly difficult thought for this person who just assumed that whatever is true in Moscow right now, Boris Yeltsin is president.
It is very destabilizing. Remember, everybody was saying, well, when the election comes, we'll see where the Russian people stand, and that'll set the road to the future. And they voted against the communists, and in a sense, that indicated, okay, everything is now set. Now it's as uncertain as anything could possibly be. And this has caused a lot of confusion and a lot of concern. And traditionally, you know, the Russian leaders don't inspire confidence because they keep saying that everything is okay, and then it turns out it's not okay. Chubais, the chief of staff, just before it was announced that Yeltsin would be turning over power, Chubais said, well, he won't be turning over power. And then the next day, he turns over power. So you've got terrible credibility problems here in a society which has never been fully open. It's not the end of the secret leadership behavior that Yeltsin and Chubais said had come to an end. There's still secrets and people are still confused and distrustful.
Well, that's the last point I really wanted to ask you about, which is in terms of openness and in terms of being candid with the Russian people, and on a scale from darkest Stalinism to some ideal of openness, how have they done? Have they reverted during this crisis, or have they just really never been that open to begin with?
There was a period of openness, I think, before the election procedure started. Then the media became very subservient to Yeltsin. Now I just read something in the Russian paper this morning before I left Moscow that the papers are and the television seem to be reverting to that. They just had a program discrediting Lebed, liking him to Napoleon. So they're coming back to that kind of procedure. But you know, we should remember sometimes we don't have the full reports about our president. We didn't have about their health. You know, we didn't have a full report about Roosevelt's health. So that all governments, to some extent, do a little of this. But I think the Russians are in the vanguard, as it were. And it's a shame that they have not been as open as they promised they would be at one time.
Well, Marshall Goldman, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you, Robert.
Marshall Goldman is Associate Director of the Davis Center for Russian Studies at Harvard and Professor of Economics at Wellesley College. He spoke to us from member station WGBH in Boston.